Like his fellow conservative Republicans, Representative Matt Caldwell of North Fort Myers thinks the state can do a better job with the 12 million acres of land it owns. Initially, his plan to promote so-called low-impact agriculture on public land had critics like Sierra Club lobbyist David Cullen scratching their heads.
Staff presented it to me as being things like grazing or silviculture. Silviculture is certainly low impact up until the time you cut down all the trees.
But what worried environmentalists most was Caldwell's proposal to let large landowners swap a promise for state land. The way it works is this. A large landowner living next to a state preserve could agree not to develop 100 acres of his land and get 100 acres of public land for free. The landowner would also have to promise not to develop the public land. Caldwell calls it a win-win for the environment.
The state could give you in an exchange our state lands with a similar conservation easement. And so in the before, say for example, we have 100 acres conserved. In the after, you would now have 200 acres conserved.
And there are other benefits, Caldwell says.
But it wouldn't be managed by the state. It'd now be managed by the private entity, and it would be back on the tax roll in that community.
Caldwell and his supporters may think it's time for bold ideas, but they also know when to pull back. Caldwell was more into consensus building Tuesday, tweaking his bill to satisfy environmentalists. What's low-impact agriculture? Caldwell agreed it would only be what the conservation restrictions allow.
This amendment particularly came from the Conservancy of Southwest Florida that was asking that the use be consistent with the land management plan, and that is the amendment.
Caldwell's caving on three critical words convinced environmentalists he was serious about their concerns. He agreed not to change a law that says conservation land deals have to result in a, quote, net positive conservation benefit.
Nature Conservancy raised some concerns, and then further, Sierra Club, Audubon, and the Legacy Group all were concerned that net positive, changing out of net positive was not a positive move.
Caldwell's bill originally let landowners run straight to the governor and cabinet to approve a land swap. Now his bill makes the proposals get ranked by the Acquisition and Restoration Council, like everybody else. That was crucial, says Nature Conservancy lobbyist Janet Bowman.
That provides a lot of accountability. We have a lot of confidence in the ARC process. It's served the state well.
Winning over environmentalists is one thing. The other chamber is another. The Senate takes up its version of the state lands bill Wednesday, and it doesn't deal with land swaps. For WFSU News, I'm Jim Ash.